You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Data shows while Wisconsin's population is growing, the Madison area is booming. We've got about 6,033,000 people living here in the Badger State. That's about 2% more than 5 years ago. But here in the capital city, the Department of Administration estimates our population is 296,000 people, or close to cracking 300,000. And in just 5 years, our population has grown nearly 8%. And Dane County as a whole is growing more than any other in Wisconsin. The county has almost 9% more people than it did in 2020. And three of the top 10 fastest growing municipalities in the state are here in Dane County. Cottage Grove ranks third, Verona comes in seventh, and Windsor ranks 10th. The data drives home how housing should continue to be a priority. Madison City and Dane County officials have set a goal to build 15,000 new homes by 2030. They say that's what we need to keep up with the surge in population. 1,600 new homes have been built since the start of this year, and another 5,000 are currently under construction. And last night, city officials introduced new housing initiatives. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
There are a series of small changes that can be made in our zoning codes to make them more efficient and to provide more flexibility to home builders and to homeowners.
The plan would allow for taller buildings, adjust lot size requirements so there can be more single and two-family homes in the same space, and lets people add two backyard units to their lots. These plans have wide support from the Common Council. Earlier this year, Alders passed the first round of housing changes to allow duplexes citywide and allow property owners to build those backyard units. It may be harder for some to get vaccines this fall and winter. The Food and Drug Administration approved the new COVID-19 shot, but only for people over 65 and with underlying conditions. That's a huge departure from previous directives when the vaccine was recommended for anyone over 6 months. Now, Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order trying to ensure everyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Executive Order 275 directs Wisconsin's Department of Health Services to ensure everyone in the state can access vaccines. The order from the office of Governor Tony Evers is in response to new federal rules. Their statement also says there's a misinformation campaign to make it tougher to get recommended vaccines, especially for some age groups. Evers' order tells health, pharmacy, and insurance officials to review policies, inform people about their options, and remove obstacles to getting vaccinated. A statement says the directive aims to protect health by prioritizing science and accessibility.
Meanwhile, a member of Evers' cabinet is resigning this week. Missy Hughes is leaving her post as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. WEDEC is a public-private agency that supports business development through loans, grants, and tax credits. Hughes has led WEDEC since 2019. Her resignation takes effect on Friday. There are rumors she could be considering a run for governor after Evers announced his retirement. Evers says they're already searching for her successor, and they'll announce her replacement in the coming weeks. And National Voter Registration Day was yesterday, but the Madison City Clerk's Office is celebrating all week with registration drives. Every day through Saturday, there are at least three locations across the city where you can register to vote. Many of them are at libraries, but those three locations change every day. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers had their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It could turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A true Hollywood icon has passed away. Robert Redford died September 16th at his home in Sundance, Utah. Redford was born in Santa Monica, California in 1936. Prior to his acting career, he played college baseball, worked in oil fields in California, and studied painting in Europe. He got his first television role on Alfred Hitchcock Presents, then landed a role on Broadway in Neil Simon's The Way We Were. He would later play opposite Barbara Streisand in the movie version as well. He followed that up with his breakout role in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid opposite Paul Newman. Redford was an accomplished director and producer in addition to his acting talents. His credits included All the President's Men, The Sting, Sneakers, and The Natural. Redford won a slew of awards in his career, including an Oscar for Best Director for the film Ordinary People and an honorary Oscar in 2002 for directing, acting, producing, and founding the Sundance Institute. He was also presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. Robert Redford was 89 years old. Feel like spending Christmas in Las Vegas? I'm sure the town would love to bring tourism back, and hopefully Mariah Carey's new residency will help. Mariah Carey's Christmas Time in Las Vegas will kick off November 28th at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. Carey will perform 10 shows that will conclude on December 13th. Do you think she'll sing All I Want for Christmas? If you're looking for a road trip, tickets go on sale September 20th. Sydney Sweeney continues to diversify her resume with her latest role being a maid. The Housemaid stars Sweeney alongside Amanda Seyfried in this dark psychological thriller. The story follows Sweeney's character, who is fresh out of prison and who is hired by Seyfried's character and her handsome husband, and becomes close to the attractive couple. Pretty sure this isn't an adult film, but who knows? The Housemaid will drop in theaters December 19th. Nick Cannon recently appeared on the Breakfast Club podcast and discussed why he had 12 children with six different women. Three of those kids are from his marriage to Mariah Carey. The host of The Masked Singer says, believe it or not, he is engaged with all of his kids every day, even though some of them live in different cities. He also said that every child was made out of love. Well, yeah. The Drumline actor said it wasn't like he intended to have 12 children, but he admitted at times he really didn't think about it. In a related story, actor Nick Cannon recently launched a podcast where he dispenses relationship advice. According to Cannon, the Wondery podcast will be recorded in front of a live audience and have many different guests, including celebrities. Cannon did not specify how many of those guests he was hoping to have children with. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.